Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
I have to tell you, I was sitting in my office yesterday pondering the meaning of life. And I'm not kidding. I really was. And my phone rang, and Madeline was on the phone. Don't know how she got my number, but seemed like a nice lady. And she says, Scott, I was listening to the podcast, the Keep Moving, Got to Get Back Up. Can I ask you, how do you do that when it's so difficult to do sometimes? How do you do that? I said, well, lots of stuff in life is difficult to do. There's no doubt about that. So the only answer I have, when you've decided what you want to do, when you have made a commitment to doing it, when you believe that you're going to do it, you just have to have faith that it's going to happen. It's all going to work out. It's something about being a human and having the ability to understand there's a higher authority, the universe, whatever you want to call it. When you just put it out there and just kind of give it up and say, oh, I'm going to have faith, this is going to work out. Now, what if it doesn't? Okay, something else will work out. Not everything you want comes to be the way you want it to be, right? But you can't get it if you don't try, and you can't do that if you don't have faith. So whatever you're going after today, have a little faith, it's going to work out for you, because it probably will. How are you? It's a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com. My name is Scott Smith. Founder, Chief Motivating Officer here at MotivationToMove.com. I'm going to talk about having a really perfect day today. Something I've chatted about before. Today, I'm going to dig in a little bit, some detail, but what I know is going to stop you in this. So hang on for the ride. We'll get to that in a second. But first, you people, I mean all of you, I know who you are now. I do. Yesterday, I just made the mention. I said, you know what? I went to Bike Week here in Daytona Beach. I took my nearly 60-year-old hot wife in a hot leather thing, and she was awesome. Took a picture of her, and I said, if you want to see my hot wife, just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. We had a record day. Yes, I came in this morning. It's like, where'd y'all come from? It's great. I know how you think now. You people. Anyway, if you want to see her, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. And she likes it. She's laughing about it. One more thing before I carry on with the show today. The Face Your Passion Workshop, Love What You Do, Even If You Hate It, is March 13th. We're doing an 11 a.m. and a 7 p.m. Register for one, show up for both. I don't care, and I might even be around the middle. We're going to be on all day long with a brand new tech that we've got, allowed us to kind of really interact with you. It is a workshop. I want you there. Go to faceyourpassion.com. You can learn more, and you can register right there. We've expanded. We have a lot more seats these days, so go get registered, okay? Let's talk about a perfect day. Do you believe there's anything such as a perfect day? Do you believe that? That you can have a perfect, I bet you've had a few perfect days in your life. How would you describe it? Would you even know a perfect day if you had one? I've done it before. I've been, it's a perfect day, man. And it was usually the weirdest things. I kind of like, what do you do? We've done a whole lot. It's just a perfect. Kind of like to describe it as like one of those long summer days as a kid on vacation where it just went all day and it's, man, good stuff. So you probably know what a perfect day is. What if you could make more of them? Because here's the thing. If you have a really good day and a really bad day and a really good day and a really bad day, on average, you're going to end up with something. So if you could, on average, have a good day, and we can, life is going to look that way when we get a little bit older. Decades down the road, we'll look back and say, man, this is a pretty good life. How do you get there? Well, you get there by kind of deciding what you want. Like I said, most people can't decide. They can't tell you what a perfect day is. If you could, what would it be? But we have some confusion, and we'll get to the rules here in a second, but here's where the confusion happens. So do me a favor. Put this aside before we start today, because if you will do this, you're going to win the game. Very simple stuff. Two big problems happen when I start talking to people about having an average perfect day and actually writing down what you want. First thing is they say, Scott, is it real or is it fantasy? Strangely, it's a little bit of both. I mean, a lot of what you write down about what you want your future to be like is going to be kind of what you're doing now. And the stuff that you'd like to change is kind of be fantasy. But how can that be? How can we have fantasy? I feel weird writing this fantasy stuff, Scott. This can't happen. Well, it does happen because your brain came up with it somewhere. So when you sit down, you take a piece of paper and you take a pen and maybe you double space it so you can put some notes in between. And while you're doing that, you start saying, okay, this is how my day is going to be. I really want to wake up without an alarm. And I'd like a leisurely start to my day. Maybe I'll meditate a little bit and have a coffee, a certain kind of coffee. You start getting that detailed about what you want, about who are your friends and how you work and if you work and where you live and what you do and what you think and what you read. When you write that stuff down, it may feel like fantasy. Where you are today with a couple of kids and a job and you're busy, 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 you can't possibly imagine having control of your day. I can tell you, when you take the time to write it down, even if it feels like a fantasy to you, it begins to happen. Because your subconscious mind is now on your side. It's basically saying, ha, 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 ha. You
you're such a pretender. You say this stuff all the time, but I know what you're thinking. I'm in here, subconscious dude. Here I am, and you thought about it, so hang on for the ride. I'm going to show you how to make it happen. I'm telling you it happens. You know it to be true, too, because you've done it before. Because your attention has been grabbed by something. You became aware of something. You started to move in that direction. Little by little, you notice a whole bunch about that stuff, and suddenly whatever you were doing became better. I've seen people get new houses, remodel bathrooms, buy cars, get married, meet somebody, make more money, all kinds of crazy things. And when they look back on the average perfect day they wrote down, it was written down 5 years ago. It is crazy. So what's the second problem before I get to actually how to do this? Not only does it feel like a fantasy, so just get over that. Enjoy your fantasy life, okay? That's fine. But then people say, well, Scott, is it a weekday? Is it a weekend? Is it a holiday? Well, if I'm thinking about my perfect life, I just want it to be every single day. Each one's going to be slightly different. There's no doubt about it. I might, you know, go out on a Saturday night, go to church on Sunday morning, work on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. But I want the feeling. I want the interactions I have, how my brain works all those days to feel the same. So it, to me, it's the same. But if you must, people get stuck there. So here's my advice before you start this today. You can have a weekend one if you want to. You can have a holiday one. You can have when the kids are here and when they're not here. I don't care what you do. Don't get granular. Don't get too crazy with it. Don't make a big spreadsheet. Don't do that. But if you feel that you can't write one because it's way too far out in the future for you, imagining and fantasizing about what life could be, then write another one. And there's a lot of depth we can go into about how to do that, but that's the basis of it. Now let's get into how to do this, okay? So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So understand the basic concept that if on average every day was pretty darn good, we'd have an, on average, pretty darn good life. We would look back on our life and say, you know, it's awesome. It wasn't perfect, but it's really good. So the number one thing you get done when this show is done today, either when you get home tonight, maybe tomorrow morning, whenever you have some time, I want you to find a quiet spot. I want you to pull out a piece of paper, use your computer if you want to. It doesn't really matter. But I want you to write a detailed description of what a perfect day would be like for you. And I really mean let your fantasies flow onto that paper until you've mapped out morning until night. And then if you want to do the advanced version, I want you to write how your dreams would be. I know it sounds silly, doesn't it? It sounds crazy. It can't possibly work, but it does. And also, I will tell you this. It's going to be really hard to do because you're not going to know what to do. And just as you start to write it, you're going to say, I can't write that. I'm going to delete that. Oh, my God. No, just do it. Try to get through the day. Leave some space so you can come back later. This is going to be something that kind of iterates as you go. So quiet spot, detailed description. What would a perfect day be like? That's the question. Let your fantasies flow. Put it down there. Don't be shy. Number two, I want you to focus on your experiences throughout the day, how you experience the day in the sense of how you feel about the day, not the material goods. It's okay to have that. I can focus on going to ride my motorcycle. I can focus on going to buy a new motorcycle if that's what I want to do, but that's not the reason I'm buying a new motorcycle. I'm buying it because of the experience I'm going to get to ride it or whatever it happens to be, but focus on the experiences you're going to have, not the material goods. That'll be there. And again, it's okay to have that. If there's a certain house, a certain job, or something you want, put it in there. That's fine. If you want a sports car, focus on how you're going to feel in that driver's seat. It's magical when you do it. There are so many people like vision boards. You do a vision board? I kind of like vision boards. I think they work fairly well as a reminder. It's like a goal list. I don't actually use a vision board because I tend to see the vision very clearly in my own mind. I have lists of goals and things that I want. But a vision board has a tendency, most everyone I've ever seen, have you seen these? It's when you take a bunch of pictures, kind of build a collage, and this is my vision for the year. Most of them have a Maserati on it, have a boat on it, have a car on it, something like that. Very few have something about free time, about being happy, about being more spiritual. Very few have that. Very few focus on the experience. So if you're into vision boards and you want a perfect day as well,
then focus on that experience. So maybe put your fancy car on a racetrack that's exotic where you want to drive it someday, something like that, okay? See how this works? It's completely fantasy-driven. I like it. It's a lot of fun, but it's also a whole bunch of work that's hard on your brain. Your brain's going to go thumpity-thumpity-thump. And then, my God, do not let your husband or your wife or your kids come in and look at what you just wrote down. Don't do it. Scott gave me an assignment to write my average perfect day. What do you think about it? Does this sound good? Don't do it. No. This is for you. Get it written down. Go inside yourself. Find your happy place and go in there. Let yourself flow. And then tuck it aside. Password protected behind something. I don't care what you do with it. But come back tomorrow and look at it again and go, wow, that's kind of weird, but look at that. That's kind of cool. That's cool. I didn't know that was going to happen. I feel kind of good about this. But the magic begins to happen because when you fight the urge to judge, it just becomes real. The goal is to slow down, tap into your core, and get excited about what's possible. When I say your core, that's way down deep. That's the stuff that makes you smile when nobody's watching. That's the stuff that makes you dance and nobody's looking. Most of you are living on your surface. You're way up top. You're way surface level. Almost everybody's on the surface level. Hardly ever taking any time to go deep. But when you are up at night at 2 o'clock in the morning and you can't sleep, your core is screaming at you. There's one last rule to follow, okay? You're going to sit down and write this fantasy thing that you got because Scott said it was good for you. You're not going to share it with anybody. You're going to go for it. Make it mostly experience-based and probably some materialistic-based as well. You're real. You're human. You're going to do that, right? Don't limit yourself. There are no limitations. You can do anything you want to do, and there are no consequences. No limitations. No consequences. See, that's why it feels like a fantasy. But in Fantasyland, there are no limitations, and there are no consequences. And eventually, Fantasyland becomes reality land. Let yourself be free to dream. You're going to be surprised how many of those dreams start to come true. It's cool. I've seen it over and over again and again. My whole life is about that. I won't show you mine. But maybe I will. Maybe I'll do that. I've done it before. FaceYourPassion.com. Love what you do, even if you hate it. March 14th. Go get registered.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?